This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Hide and Seek, and these are the Sextras. Bonus sexy content.
You're a gravy!
Exclusive to podcast.
This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Tim, Michael and Owen with you. We are doing some Sextra content this week. It has been a while.
It has been a while since we've done some Sextras.
Indeed. And we are joined by our findom from this week's show, M.
From the main stage episode.
So thank you very much for joining us.
Well, you untuck backstage.
Yeah, this is literally untucked.
Yes.
Sextras is literally untucked. Yeah. But we have a kind of a different format for
the
Sextras.
We do. So guys, remember when you were at school and you were asked to stand up in front of the class?
Yeah. Oh God.
And show something?
I was always the kid that
show and tell.
I was always the kid that brought something really strange and weird. Like,
because we
were in
the bring?
Oh, we were in the country, so it was always just like, here is my, like, lamb that we had to rescue. So I'd come to school with, like, a lamb.
A live lamb?
Yeah, a live lamb. We always used to bring them to school because every winter there would be one.
Oh, my God. You are
deep
so
country.
Country
reference. But there would always be, like, they have a name. The ewes that have only just come out of lambness themselves. They're only a year old, so they were just born the previous year. So they
yearling?
That's, yelling? Is that what they're called?
That sounds like a code phrase. The lambs are yewing.
No, but they so when they become pregnant, they're only just really lambs themselves. And so then they have this lamb and they're like, yeah, I don't know what to do with this thing. And they just abandon them because they're like, I can't take care of this.
So you bring a live lamb in 1 week and then the next week you bring in roast lamb? Or?
Yeah.
No, we never
sausages.
Ate them.
What happens?
We never ate them. They became our pets.
Aww, like babe. Pig in
How
the
often
city.
Did they disappear though from the family home?
They had there was a curse. They did happen to die. often you would bring them in.
All things do.
No, often you would bring them in from like a wintry storm and they'd already be half frozen to death and they wouldn't survive the night. But then if they did kind of like live on, sorry, I've completely derailed this episode.
That's interesting.
Something would always happen to them. One of them got that line that you put around work sites to like plot out where stuff's going to go. You know, that really thin stuff. Yeah, it got that tied around its leg and then it tripped and fell over a thing and like basically hung itself.
Oh my God.
Another one ate poisoned plants.
You are like, so irresponsible as a lamb.
Can we move
owner.
On?
Your farm sounds like an Agatha Christie plot.
Did you tell this story in class?
Often, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
My lamb tripped over and
it
hung
it. Tripped,
oh, I would always bring
and then it hanged itself. And
here's a skull.
I would always bring weird stuff from around the farm. Like, here is a weird toadstool that is definitely poisonous. Or it would be weird stuff. But yeah, we won't be doing that on Hide and Seek.
I just brought something from Grandma's house or something like that.
Oh.
Nothing dead.
It's a
not grandma.
It's a funny-shaped plastic bag and yes. It says colostomy feedback.
I did have a photo of a poker machine because in my grandparents' garage there was this old poker machine and you pulled it
with the
cherries going.
Cherry.
Yeah, I was like, I want the cherries.
Fun story, you can't take photos of poker machines.
Why?
You're not allowed.
Because it's gambling.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a security measure kind of thing. I used to work in pubs that had pokies and stuff.
Even one from the 50s?
No. Like if you go into a pub or club and they have a pokies room and you go in, you're not allowed to take photos.
Are you winning or no selfies or anything?
Yeah, I don't know what the methodology behind it is, but you're not allowed to take photos of them.
Wow.
Yeah. The more you know.
Intriguing.
Shooting stuff. Well.
This will come in useful, I'm sure.
This week's episode of Show and Tell is a little bit more sexy, I think. Mm-hmm.
Oh. I don't know, dead lambs.
I know, you can't get past that. So authorities in New Zealand have been promoting sex education following the publication of new statistics revealing that young men were responsible for most of the strangulation crimes in the country. And some
of lambs?
I mean, it is New Zealand. It would make sense.
Get off the dead lamb train, please.
Sorry, let him finish his train of thought.
So some experts were claiming that those strangulations could be linked to violent pornography.
Oh.
So they came up with this advert. Have a listen.
Hiya, I'm Sue. This is Derek. We're here because your son just looked us up online, you know, to watch us.
Matt, darling, there's some people here to see you.
So he watches you online?
Yeah, you know, on his laptop.
iPad, PlayStation. Mm,
his phone, your phone.
Smart TV, projector.
Yeah, anyway, we usually perform for adults, but your son's just a kid. He might not know how relationships actually work. We don't even talk about consent, do we? No, we just get straight to it.
Yeah, and I'd never act like that in real life.
Hey, Maddie. You're right.
Okay, Sandro, stay calm. You know what to do here.
All right, Maddie. It sounds like it's time to have a talk about the difference between what you see online and real-life relationships. No judgment.
Many young Kiwis are using porn to learn about sex. Keep it real online. Get help and advice at keepitrealonline.govt.nz.
That's the most Kiwi thing that's ever happened. It's so cute.
Great.
It's so, like, I watched this today. It's so warm and friendly and accessible, like the Sue, the female porn star. I was just like, I could listen to you talk all day. I want you to teach me sex ed. This is so warm and lovely and friendly and accessible. And I loved that the mum was like, no judgment, but this is the conversation we're going to have.
Yeah.
And Derek looks like the Incredible Hulk.
He does, yeah. But less
lovely
green.
English
he
looks accent.
Like, he looks like when... Thing. No, he looks like when... Bruce Banner and the Hulk, like, merge. You know, when he doesn't, like, yes. Hulk out and he becomes, like, a static version of the two of them combined. So he's kind of muscly but not enormous.
Yeah.
That's kind of what he looks like. And he does that thing that porn stars do, and it's the equivalent of male actors on a stage putting their hands in their pockets because they don't know what to do. And he does that, like, boob.
Titty bounce. Oh,
titty bounce. Chest thing. Yeah.
I know someone who does that at circuit.
Is it you? It's you, isn't it, Tim?
It's literally
my
like
boobs aren't that big.
It's like a nervous twitch. Firstly, it's showboating. It's like, okay, we get it. We can see your enormous pectoral muscles because they're about to poke my eyes out. And the other thing is, it's like you just don't know what to do while you're standing there. And the only thing you know is that you're pretty and that you can bounce your man titty.
But you know what? I can see Jacinda Ardern. Personally Arden. Approving this ad.
Ardern? Who's Ardern?
Ardern. I'm going to say it that way.
Like Shut Laura Dern?
She'd also personally approve this.
She is such a cool prime minister.
Yeah.
I can see her approving.
She's not a regular prime minister. Yeah. She's a cool prime minister.
It's just been added to her street cred.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I thought that was really lovely. I would love to have had something like that when I was younger that was like, hey, cool, we're going to have a really frank conversation about sex, because everything was very like... the mean girls style of sex education, like always wear a condom, banana, do not have sex because you will definitely die.
Get your banana, get
we
your
had a cucumber.
Oh, right. A Lebanese one?
No, it was like a, you know those ones that come like shrink-wrapped at the thing?
It was already shrink-wrapped.
Yeah, it was already shrink-wrapped.
Ready is what you mean. Yeah. Become ready.
It was ready.
I won't tell you the things I used to do with cucumbers as a child.
Yeah, please don't. Let's not get in trouble on the
airwaves. Actually, it's on a previous podcast.
but I think especially for queer men, I mean, we, you know, everyone within the LGBTI community, it's getting better now, but we don't see ourselves places like a straight kid or a kid that's going to be straight just ends up like walking down the street and sees couples and this and that and sees every movie, sees themselves represented. They see sex scenes in movies and they read, you know, young adult novels and there are romances and stuff and it caters to them.
Yes.
So I feel like, especially for our generation where we had kind of like emerging access to things like the internet and we could find porn, that's where we went because we were like, oh, I can't see myself anywhere else. So this is where I have to get that information. And that's where you have kind of an undoing of having to figure out stuff later in life that you're like, oh, an asshole isn't always clean. Like, I literally remember having that realization as an adult getting into sex that I was like, oh, of course, there wouldn't always be a perfectly sculptured, cleaned, pink, beautiful asshole. There will be, you know, that area. Other stuff happens.
But then every one of us has been to an orgy where someone's gone, fuck yeah, because
oh my
it
God, the
happens in porn.
The performative fuck yeahs.
Yes.
Oh, so funny. I mean, you just like, shh, 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 shh. You just put like across the dark room,
I
finger on their lips.
Need a ball like, gag shh, right
all
now.
I'm hoping from porn is that nobody starts to pick up the acting tips from porn videos.
Oh no, yes.
I don't want to hook up with someone only for them to go, yeah, let's role play. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Because we're all kick here. But it's just then they start going, oh, generic porn star acting. And I'm like, oh, God.
I don't have any money.
Less generic porn star acting and more Michelle Gomez in Sabrina the Teenage Witch when her pizza arrives acting. You know, she's like, that pizza box looks very heavy. She's like, you better come in. So good.
I mean, more Michelle Gomez in everything.
More Michelle Gomez in just general everyday life, really.
Mm. I think Derek and Sue are pretty good actors. This one,
they were pretty good.
Yeah,
for porn stars. She was very friendly and bubbly. However, if they were, we should look them up. Are they actual adult film stars? We don't know. I don't know. If they're actual porn stars and are scene partners, she would always have to be on top. Because if you haven't seen the clip, we will link to it in the podcast page. He's built like a.
Like a brick shit house.
Built like a dump truck. He would crush her. She was this tiny, dainty little woman.
I know.
And yeah, he was, built like my first car.
Can we assign people those phrases? If someone is ripped like him, just go, excuse me, are you a brick shit house?
He's like, no, I was modeled after one.
Just the shit part.
Yep. I think it's really important to have like good sex ed, because yes. I certainly didn't have any. Mine was all penis in vagina kind of thing.
I went to a Catholic school, so yeah, you same. Can imagine what I got.
I mean, even just a few years
anal,
ago,
surely, like that's fine.
My family, like myself and my sister, going through the final years of high school in the last 10 years, and it's just like when it came to sexual education, there was no kind of real set. It was very like mean girl, straightforward. This is this. And it was like, this doesn't really cover everything.
Yes.
So I really like this ad. I think it takes it in a direction where it's an issue that needs to be raised, and it's done in a way that's not nor condescending, nor it's kind of like downplaying, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I think if anything that causes those offences for young men to commit, it's a lack of kind of education, but it's also a lack of not taking it. Like in a way where it can be approachable.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I think this ad does really well in approaching that situation or just approaching just general sex education, of course.
Yeah. And there's one thing that she raised, and that was consent.
Yeah.
Because when you're watching porn, there is no consent. Consent is assumed. So if someone is taking that literally, they're just going to.
Or quite often it can be the reverse of assumed. And they're, you know, and it happens quite a lot in gay porn as well. They'll be like, home intruder fantasy, or like the stepdad stepson fantasy, and it always starts a little bit non-consensual that then goes, oh well, no, this feels so good, I'll keep going.
Yeah, and or there's like a brief like 2 second like static clip with some text on the at the start of it that's like, all these actors gave consent.
Yeah,
and it's like, that's it, we're done. We've mentioned consent.
That's our due diligence done. Yeah. Yes. Whereas that's not actually the case. Like, if someone's not into something, you can't just trick them into enjoying it. Like, it's not how it works.
Did any of you have sex ed from your parents?
No.
I mean, my parents tried to, and I was kind of like, it's already one step ahead.
What did they do?
Had the ship sailed? Was it like, you're about to move out of home, and they're like, we need to talk about sex, and you're like, so, you're about 6 years too late.
All right. I'm going to open up a very personal kind of. So I remember I had the first generation iPad, and I remember I had a lot of, this was like when I was 15, 16, I had a lot of porn, and before I was out, I had a lot of porn saved on that iPad. Months of research on that. But then my family found out the images, and I actually got into a bit of a scuffle with my dad over it, because again, I wasn't out, and I was like, my God, my whole life is falling apart. And I remember my dad sat me down, and he was like, everyone always like looks at porn. Like, I've looked at a gay porn site myself, and I was like, what? But like, then I came out a few years later, but it was just like, my family kind of sat down, and they're like trying to tell me, because like, I had been engaging in sex since I turned like 16, so it's just like, you know, when I was legally able to do it, I started doing it, and it was just like, they tried to sit me down and explain to me how it works, and I was like,
you didn't tell them you'd already been doing
it. No, but then it would be even more funnier. Like in my final year of high school, it was annoying. My school, every time they had a day, like a strike, a teacher strike.
Sure.
All the people that didn't go on the strike had to like bring all the students in and make them do other stuff. And I remember we had to go into like the big hall and do a sex ed class. I was just sitting there and I was like they
I
were,
already know no, this
the,
shit.
The funny thing, because it was the religious coordinator teaching it. And she like, not what you think, like she actually did know some things, but I was just sitting there and I was like, am I the only one in here who actually knows more than
than the teacher?
And then I was just like,
you're like, move out of the way. So you're like, okay, this is what you do.
It's like, get off the stage, I'll teach it.
My parents also found my porn collection and it's wildly embarrassing. And now I look back and I'm like, that's hilarious. But at the time I was like, I am mortified.
Did you get a lecture? What happened?
I just got so there's a lot of pictures of men. I'm like, yeah, I'm gay. And they're like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love if they were dumbfounded and they're like, oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That explains we thought it was strange.
The art and the the pop music.
The theatre.
But yeah. You didn't get the reference.
Oh, bless.
No wonder he loves Charmed.
My parents were both teachers. My mum taught at the school that I went to. My dad taught at a school nearby. So they never taught us sex ed because they knew the curriculum. So they knew it was going to happen. Was it good? No. But they knew at some stage they would be like, you know, at least grade three, we got here is the anatomy difference between, you know, some with penis, some with vagina, da, 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 all that kind of stuff. And then at like grade six or year seven, we got this is the sex talk. Like, this is how this works. But it was all very penis goes in vagina, baby happens, also chlamydia.
That Where Did I Come From book is like the whole curriculum.
So I got one similar to Where Did I Come From? What's Happening to Me?
Yes.
Because we had that in the library. Yeah.
Some of my jizz on some of my clothes.
Did you at least lie and say it was toothpaste?
Oh, no.
No, I couldn't.
Toothpaste is not that smelly. Yeah.
Oh. It doesn't go up the wall.
Have you been brushing your teeth with asparagus? What's been going on?
Either that or mum realised the carrots were missing from the fridge.
No vegetable was safe in your household. Jesus. Between your carrots and other related vegetables and the dead lamb, we can make a nice stew.
Oh, wow.
That's another tangent altogether.
So you've brought two things to show and tell, and Owen and I have brought nothing.
Well, it's one person a week. You don't
yes,
want to.
It's my
go.
Turn.
Oh, are we not always bringing something? We're going to have to change this rule because I'm going to be too greedy and I'm going to need to bring things.
Okay, let's
I'm
that.
Lazy, so you can have my weeks too.
Lazy top realness.
So the second thing.
You're being so accurate.
You may know that I own two little kittens and they are very rambunctious.
Yep. And your cats have as many toilets in your apartment as you do.
Oh, yes. So
no way, they've got 3.5.
They've got more, actually.
They've got 3.5 and you've got 3.
So to give everyone context, I was trying to teach my cats how to use the toilet.
Yeah.
Although
you were having
them,
various levels of success.
Yes. It didn't take with one of them. Mm-hmm. So she decided she was going to pee on the floor. Betty.
I mean, we've all been there.
Which
such a Betty-like thing to do.
Oh. Yeah. And my partner was horrified. He thought it was an affront to him and how dare she do this.
It is an affront.
So apart from the fact that I trained them both to use the toilet, we're still getting pee on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, she's obviously not liking the litter because we have two litters. One of them is quite small and it was fine when they were smaller, but now I don't think they can actually fit in it.
Because it's not just a tray on the ground. It has like an enclosure, yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was told by a veterinary friend of mine, a friend who's a veterinarian, that for two cats you should have 3 litters. Mm. So I went and bought 3 litters and put them in our third toilet because we have 3 toilets in a 2-bedroom apartment for some reason.
Excess.
Yeah, so I've got the toilet for the boy to Bob to use the toilet. Betty has her choice of 3 kitty litters now.
Ridiculous. And I also love that your cats sound like they own like a local like garage in
in AJ the Queen.
In AJ the Queen. Yeah, they would be supporting characters in AJ the Queen. Yeah. AJ and the Queen.
They own my entire house. Yeah. Yes. So
see, this is why I have a dog. Our executive producer, George, does not pee on the floor.
You can probably hear George at the
whacking his tail. Yeah, yeah. If you hear any like polite, like gentle thump, thump, thump. It's George just getting pats and being happy and
not wagging anyone his doing tail. Anything else. The rhythm.
So a lot of people see me with my cats and photos and things on Facebook. But one thing I noticed this week were firemen with cats.
Yeah. Firemen's such a straight thing. Things. Isn't it though?
Together. Like, Australian firemen with their shirts off in a calendar. Yeah. Posing with cats.
Mm. Which they do every... Do they always do it with cats? But they do a calendar every year.
They do a calendar every year.
I'm pretty sure every country
in Queensland.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And there's a lot of training that goes into these calendars. They do weights and gym work.
Yeah, there's been a lot of... there's been a lot of pre-photo shoot pumping.
Yes.
There's been a lot of shredding. There's been a lot of waxing.
I know, they're all
a little
waxed.
Too much.
Too much,
in my view, they
I don't know why they had to wax some
hair.
Of the cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all very prim and plucked.
Yeah, I opened it and I was like, what in the name of Lucasfilm is going on here? there's a lot. There is one chap with a lot of tattoos, which is
I'm nice. Down for.
I'm down for. But they all look like they're out of like
Thunder Bellamy. From Down Under.
Bellamy.
Thunder from Down Under. Yeah. what's the tap one?
The Tap Dogs.
Tap Dogs, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's very like ensemble in like an Australian theatrical production of like something.
Any stage show where they're all just insanely beautiful and not what normal people
And Em, you know what it's like to have cats. They're assholes at the best of times. I'm just wondering how many takes it took for these cats to stay still.
Oh, 100% some of these cats are photoshopped in. Yeah. Like there's one particular shot with like the IKEA cabinet behind them and there's all these cats behind. I'm like, no, there's no way all those cats stood still. At least the two he's holding would stay still.
Yeah. Yes.
But the others, I'm like, oh no, that's, they're
unless they're milk 100%. Drunk. Like, unless...
Yeah, maybe.
Unless they're like...
strung out on nib.
Yeah.
I'm so sleepy.
I'm assuming the context is firemen are often climbing trees to rescue cats.
That's probably what the metaphor kind of, or the message is.
Or maybe they're raising money for a cat rescue place.
Yeah.
I think the message is lost, personally.
When I walked in today and you told me that, there's this thing, firemen with cats, I thought you said... firemen, they were dressed
in
as cats. but like Cats the movie, like the horrible CGI.
No. Hashtag digital fur.
I was just like, oh God, who'd want to buy that?
Magical Mr. Mistopheles.
Poor Judy Dench.
But it
makes me so sad.
I mean,
justice for Judy.
Paycheck value.
For Judy. Look at this enormous creature.
That's a Bengal.
Is that the Bengal? That is a legitimate...
It's like a
That is the
tiger.
Otway Panther.
I honestly don't know how you could hold a cat like that in your hand. Like, I know he's muscly and I know he has muscle in his hands, but it's just
you
like...
Could, it's such an awkward position. You could only hold that cat.
You can never hold any cat that won't stand still like that. Like, it's going to leap off you at any moment.
Maybe it's his cat.
It does look photoshopped to me.
The lighting does not match between the two of them. I will put that out there.
But I love that in this particular photo, it may be the quality that was uploaded to Facebook but he's kind of blurred and the cat is like
there's
beautifully
like a couple
in focus.
Where the human is blurred and the cat is in focus. And at that point, why is the human there?
Some correct choices.
I would find it funny if someone photoshops this and just edits out all the humans. Just leaves the cats. So just the cat suspended in air.
My cats
favorite
in
is
movies.
This.
Have you seen that one? That one's quite good.
Oh, they photoshop the cats in.
They photoshop cats in the space of humans.
Yeah. What's an example of?
Oh, they do Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. There's heaps of movies in there.
My favorite's this one where there's a guy with like an outdoor like walled garden thing, and there's this white cat, and it is not having it.
Oh no, white cats are generally assholes anyway.
I can hear the cat getting ready to, you know when they start like just about to be angry and they're like and they like start almost purring and that then turns into that growl. Yeah, I can hear that cat being like, I'm gonna fuck some shit. Oh.
I like that this photo, if you take it into the context of this is just moments before a hideous accident, because the way he's touching it, it's just like...
He looks a little nervous too when you zoom in.
I'll
pat the cat, I guess. Scratched.
Yeah.
Thankfully, my cats don't scratch you or hiss, which is very unusual.
Oh, nice. Well, my dog doesn't bark. I don't know whether it's a golden... It's definitely not a golden retriever thing because...
They love to bark.
I would hope your cat doesn't bark.
My dog doesn't bark. No, he doesn't bark at all.
Wow.
No. He's barked like 3 times in his whole life. And they're always like play barks, like, row, row, throw me the ball kind of
thing. He's so happy though. He doesn't seem he'll ever be aggressive.
I mean, it's the place I'm living in now, my flatmate's cat. I've never lived with a cat before. So it's a really weird shift to kind of deal with a cat. So what I did, because I have a pretty big bed, but underneath my bed is a lot of space for a cat to crawl around. And I always find him under there.
Yep.
And I blocked it all off yesterday. And I was like, right, you're not getting under there anymore. Yeah. Then, so there's two things that happened in the space of 10 minutes. So I have a picture on my bedside table of my favorite singer of all time, Judy Garland.
I was going to say it was Judy Garland. I knew it.
And so I'm out in the kitchen and I just see this like crash and I'm like, I walk in and
Judy.
No, I'm like, oh, Judy. And
Judy Garland did not throw the first brick at Stonewall.
The cat jumped over the bedside table.
Yeah.
Like a perfect arc and landed on the other side.
Yeah.
Because there's like a gap between like the wall and then.
Oh, sure.
So it's just, I don't know how I got in there, but then I kind of cleaned it up and I went back out. And I had my slippers under my bedside table.
Gone.
And then...
No,
it wasn't that. It was just... I was in my room doing something. I came back in. And I can hear this just like scuffling noise. I'm like, what's that? And I look down and I just see one slipper just disappear. just slip. And I was like, whoop. And I'm like, oh, for God's sake.
Cats are like 98% like liquid.
Hatred.
Yeah. It's also that. They're... 407%
luck. I'm scared I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night to find the cat like face hugging me. Yeah.
I used to have a cat that slept on my, like she'd sleep around my neck.
It's trying to kill you.
When people have pythons and it like lies next to you and it's like, it's sizing you up to eat you.
Yeah. I mean, cats are doing that almost constantly, but he used to like sleep on my neck and then every now and then I'd roll over or he'd move and he'd end up on my face, which would make me wake up and sit bolt upright in one motion and just
catapult.
Yeah,
literally
catapult across the room. What a time to be alive. Poor cat.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed our talk on The Sextras tonight about cats and about New Zealand porn actors
and
in
dead
an
lambs.
Ad.
We'll make it
more sex focused next week, I promise.
We'll try.
Who wants to do show and tell next week?
I'm sure I can rustle something up.
No dead lambs, please.
No dead lambs. What if I bring a nice casserole?
Is it made from the lambs and Tim's vegetables? Because I have questions.
100%. 100%.
And thanks for joining us, Em, this week.
No, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me, boys.
We will see you next week. If you haven't already, which I presume you have because this is how you're accessing the podcast, but head to joy.org.au/hideandseek and you can find this and all of our other podcast episodes. And jump on the socials if you've got a New Zealand Kiwi porn actor question, if you've got a FinDom question from our main stage episode, that's what I'm referring to.
Or
now
a cat question, I guess.
Yeah,
or a cat
not?
Question. I guess we'll give that to Tim because I'm like, I don't know, it's got whiskers or something. I think that's the front of it. Who knows?
Or dead lambs if you're into
or
that.
Or dead lambs, sure. I will endeavour to answer that question for you. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining me again this week.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Do you want more?
Yes! Yes! Oh! Yes! 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 Oh! Oh! Oh!
Catch all the Hide and Seek episodes on podcast at joy.org.au/hideandseek.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.